This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist rebels on Thursday released a video purportedly showing some of the more than 300 schoolboys abducted last week from a government boarding school in the northwestern town of Kankara. The more than six-minute-long video was released on social media. It appears to show the captors speaking to a group of boys in a wooded area. In the video, one of the captors tells one boy to repeat the kidnappers' demands that the government call off its troops and aircraft hunting for them. Hundreds of boys were abducted by the Islamic extremists from the government science secondary school in northern Nigeria's Katsina state. According to the site intelligence group, the rebels' leader Abubakar Shekau said in a video claiming responsibility for the attack that Boko Haram kidnapped the schoolboys because it believes Western education is un-Islamic. French President Emmanuel Macron held a video conference meeting after the Élysée Palace announced that he tested positive for COVID-19. We get more from Reuters' Maha Abdeldraoui.
In a statement made on Thursday, the president's office said the diagnosis was, quote, made following a PCR test performed at the onset of the first symptoms. The 42-year-old will self-isolate for the next 7 days. He will continue to work and carry out duties remotely. In addition, in the last 2 weeks, Macron has met with numerous world leaders, including the prime ministers of Portugal and Spain, Egypt's president, and attended a summit that included the heads of state of Germany, Italy, Belgium, and the EU chief, among others. Prime Minister Jean Castex will also self-isolate after coming into contact with Macron over the last few days.
That's Reuters' Maha Abdeldraoui. You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday appealed to rich nations to support the purchase of coronavirus vaccines for poor countries and to refrain from hoarding the doses for themselves. Speaking to reporters after meeting with Germany's foreign minister, Guterres said that some countries have bought more vaccines than several times the volume of their population.
Governments have the obligation to protect their peoples, but they cannot protect their peoples if other peoples are not protected.
Guterres warned that it is in all countries' interests to ensure broad immunization because, in his words, nature always strikes back. A second COVID-19 vaccine is closer to joining the pandemic fight, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
A week after recommending emergency use approval of Pfizer's vaccine, Food and Drug Administration advisors are publicly reviewing another vaccine from Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. The FDA's Doran Fink opened the meeting with a sober reminder.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to worsen.
Moderna's Tal Zaks told the advisors help is on the way, with a trial showing the company's vaccine is safe and highly effective.
We believe the results support emergency use authorization.
The panel's expected to sign off, with the FDA itself likely to follow in hours or days, adding another weapon to the biggest vaccination effort in American history. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A resurgence of the coronavirus triggered an increase in the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits. We get more from AP's Mike Hempen.
The Labor Department reports jobless claims in the U.S. rose to 885,000 last week, up from 862,000 the previous week. The increase comes at a time when many employers are still cutting jobs, as the pandemic forces more business restrictions and causes many consumers to stay home. With layoffs elevated and the number of confirmed coronavirus cases exceeding 200,000 a day on average, the modest economic recovery is increasingly in danger. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Russia will not be able to use its name, flag, or anthem at the next two Olympics or at any world championships for the next 2 years after a ruling Thursday by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. The Lausanne-based court halved the four-year ban proposed last year by the World Anti-Doping Agency in a landmark case that accused Russia of state-ordered tampering of a testing laboratory database in Moscow. The ruling also blocked Russia from bidding to host major sporting events for 2 years. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.